This podcast and everything that is said throughout is a joke. Do not believe anything you hear. Do not rely on any statements that are made about any legal issues. If you have any concerns or questions about a legal matter, you should speak to an attorney. You must not mistake anything said to be the truth, because any reference to the law, whether specific or in general, is often intentionally incorrect. Because as I stated at the outset, in my very first sentence, this is all a joke. If you had just paid attention earlier, this disclaimer would already be over, but I could tell you were only half listening. So here it is one more time. This show is a joke. Now please return to your naturally dull state of mind and enjoy the Office of the General Counsel.
Three, two, one. We're rolling.
Okay. I got off the phone with my grandmother early this week. I didn't want to upset you guys. I've gotten some comments about past calls. And I do apologize. And listening back to them a second time, I can see how you got the wrong impression. So from now on, I'm probably just not going to talk to my grandmother. Anyway, welcome to the Office of the General Counsel. My name is Ed Coleman. You can call me Edward A. Coleman, Esquire. And this is Ken Lucas, our producer.
Hi, I was actually given a memo from corporate. They told me I spoke too much on the last episode, so I'm not going to say much.
Okay, great. That means I get to talk even more. I love the sound of my voice. You love the sound of my voice. Everybody wins.
I don't know if I'd do that.
Come on. You just said you weren't going to talk that much. Anyway, as I said, Edward A. Coleman, Esquire, we got a couple of entries in the Guess What My Middle Name Is contest. No winners yet. The guesses this week included Alan, Alfred, Apple, and Asterisk. Keep them coming. The winner will get something. It's going to be a very nice prize, whatever it is. I haven't decided yet, but it's going to be really, really nice. Okay, Ken, how was your week?
Good.
Okay. Well, this is going to be tough, actually, now that I'm in retrospect. It seemed like a good idea to have you not speak, and now I don't know what to do with myself.
I guess I'll just have to find a middle ground.
Keep digging, you know what I mean? You just got to keep going. You'll find it. I encourage you to go on this journey with no fear in your heart. Okay, we got, going around the office here, not much has changed. I did get one book. This one book here, Copyright, Patent, Trademark, and Related State Doctrines. I was flipping through that earlier today. Some pretty interesting stuff here. But one thing that's actually is kind of relevant, I think, trademarks. The idea of trademarks. It says here there's a bunch of companies that lost their trademark because people referred to the actual thing as by the name. For example, trampoline. That used to be a product. It was like, buy the trampoline. But it became so synonymous with the thing itself, they lost their trademark. Terrible. Here's some other ones. High Octane. What? Escalator. That was like a company's brand. Cube Steak. What? All right, now I'm starting to like second guess this. Who wrote this book? I don't know if I can even trust it. Okay, great. So I bought a shitty... The one book I got doesn't even make sense. Yo-Yo. That could be... I could see that. Well, some things about Supreme Court in here. Blah, blah, blah. Patents. Oh. Okay, that looks important. Okay. Great. Let's get to that later. Fuck it. We're moving right along. We're trying to get through this episode quickly. I've got too much to do, okay? I am freaking out, admittedly. I discovered why I wasn't having any work given to me. All I was doing was signing these things coming up the pneumatic tubes, and nothing else was on my desk. I found out... Oh, Jesus. This desk has a real... I should be careful about banging on it, shouldn't I, Ken?
It's an altar.
I know, but you should feel comfortable to chastise me when I'm banging on the desk. I don't want you to be too nervous.
I'm just here.
All right. I just want to have a good dynamic with you. You know what I mean? Just two chums chumming around.
I'm sorry. I have my hands in everything lately, and you know.
That's true. You do have your hands in everything. That's your trademark.
I don't want to say it too many times.
That's true. You don't want to lose it. Hold on to that. Okay, so I found out the reason I don't have any work is that Unwinnable actually has 517 separate P.O. boxes. Nobody knows the actual street address of Unwinnable headquarters. Stu won't... He's talking about this transparency project. He doesn't even have the street address available. He's got like a plant. It's fake. But the actual headquarters...
I don't know if I'd be willing to say any of this on air.
What? Okay, so you don't want to say it. Great. I'm the one talking, though. So, the P.O. box, 517 separate P.O. boxes, one of which was assigned to me. Nobody told me. I hadn't picked up any mail in like a month. I finally got an intern who, his only job is to go back and forth between this P.O. box and here. It's full all the time, apparently. And now I have a shit ton of work on my desk. As you can see, half the desk over here is just all this paperwork. I've started reading it as much as I can, but I can only get through a certain number of pages a day. Like, you know, you read like 8 pages, you're just like, oh, take it easy. Look at Facebook, see what's going on. They didn't respond to my comment. You know, why didn't, oh, that person didn't look at it yet, I guess. Or you saw that they commented on something else, but they didn't comment on your thing. And the next, you know, then it's 5 o'clock and you feel like going home. But now there's all these lawsuits. Okay, so Unwinnable's involved in hundreds of lawsuits against it. Well, some of them are, you know, Stu likes to sue people. That's become very clear. And all I'm doing is trying to catch up on all this work. Somebody's got to go to court at some point, I think, I would assume. Yeah, I might be in over my head a little bit here, Ken.
Yes.
God. I'm looking for some support here, man. I'm freaking out. I just want a little, you know, a little encouragement. Okay. You know what? I'm asking too much of you. Just quickly, most of the lawsuits are patent trolls. You know, people are trying to claim that they invented talking about Dungeons and Dragons in PDF format. And they're suing Unwinnable. And now I have to go and defend this thing. And they're like, oh, we'll settle for just $50,000. I'm like, fuck you! You're not getting... I didn't say that. That's just, you know, that's what I would say. I guess I wouldn't say that. It would be unprofessional. But it would feel good to scream at somebody on the phone. Yeah. I gotta keep it cool. Another thing, this seems like a big deal. There's a case involving racketeering. To be honest, I don't even know what racketeering is. I meant to write that down. Look up what racketeering. I know what that means, even though it's not grammatically correct. I'll get that. I could read that and I'll be like, I know what I meant there. So I gotta learn what racketeering is. I gotta get through all these lawsuits. There's a bunch of stuff I need to respond to. I'm supposed to be filling out forms. This pneumatic tube is now driving me insane. I used to like it, and now when things come up, I'm just like. Like you're right in the middle of, you know, doing some work or like looking at Facebook and trying to figure out why they didn't respond to your comment. But, and then all of a sudden the thing comes up and you're like, oh, got to sign this thing. Boop, boop. You know, you do that 20 times a day. It's a pain in the ass. I don't know. Maybe all the money and I assume eventual power isn't going to be worth it. Oh, but I did get a key to the executive bathroom. Which, whoa, guys, whoa. I looked through my contract. Go ahead. Oh, Ken, you wanted to say something about the bathroom?
Which executive bathroom?
The green executive bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Why? What's wrong with the green executive bathroom? It's really nice. It's
very nice. I don't know if I'd call that one the executive bathroom.
Well, it says executive bathroom on the door. The key card says executive bathroom.
Yeah, no, I know.
I'm entitled to an executive bathroom.
No, it's green is a great bathroom.
What other bathroom is it? What else is out there? Now I need to know what I'm missing out on so I can know what I need to have.
Well, you just might not be privy to the other one. Or two.
I'm like a third-tier executive bathroom person right now. This is outrageous. I'm going to write outrageous.
Or three.
Level four or higher bathrooms. Oh, God. How am I supposed to get to all this work when now I have to think about all these other bathrooms that could be out there? Is there a bidet in some of the other bathrooms?
Good question. I haven't been in the executive women's room.
Mm.
That's what you're asking.
No. That's not what I was asking at all. I understand you have your hands in everything, but I would far be it from you to be in the women's executive bathroom. This is infuriating to find out. I was excited to get in the executive bathroom. I'm not even going to tell you. You know what? I was going to tell you about how nice this bathroom was. But now I'm not even going to bother. The audience, you guys don't even care how nice it is because there's four other nicer bathrooms.
You should tell them about it, though, anyway. It's not every day someone gets a key to an executive bathroom.
That's true. Okay, so you walk in and you take off your shoes, which I thought is kind of weird. You know, there's a place where you put your shoes. I'm like, that's weird. I'm in a bathroom. That seems gross. No, it feels so right once you get in there. You go in. It is enormous. It's the biggest bathroom I've ever been in. I've been in, living rooms that were smaller than this. I've been in sort of like small chapels that are smaller than this bathroom. There are these little individual doors that you go in. There's probably like 20 on each side. And you walk in and you go inside this door, and that leads you into your own private, like, sauna, spa, you know, toilet, and like, you know, sink area, like, but it's all your own area. There's like a shower. There's, you know, there are attendants who like kind of swoop in when you need them, but you never see them before. You're just like, oh, I wish I had a towel. And all of a sudden it's like, there's, you know, somebody hands you a towel and you're like, where the fuck did you come from? And you turn around and they're gone. Amazing. You actually, like, you're so, it's almost like you're hallucinating in some ways. Like there's, you know, kind of like a mist that comes, but like not too, not gross, nothing's wet, but like somewhere out of nowhere, you just like catch a whiff of something and you're like, I don't know. You leave feeling amazing. Never felt cleaner in my life coming out of a bathroom. Possibly never felt cleaner in my life, period. But alas, there is better treatment to be found when you need to go to the bathroom in this building. And Ken's been there, and he's looking at me like he doesn't want to give anything up.
I'm not at liberty to say.
Okay.
But maybe if you take the tour.
What time does the tour leave? Because I keep going to the spot where you go to the tour, and it's, oh, you just missed it, they left. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll come back. And how long? And they'll just be like, it's hard to say. Like, it could be 30 minutes. It could be 40 minutes. And I'm like, well, how? So if I come back in 30 minutes, I'll catch the next one. They're just like, yeah, probably. And I'm like, okay, I hate the way you talk, but tell me how long I need to go away and come back. Oh, I don't know. And, all right, so I come back in 30 minutes, and it's like, oh, yeah, you just missed it. They left. You told me to come back in 30 minutes.
The way you're talking sounds like Bobby, and I think he's, like, in the shipping department. He has nothing to do with the tours. The tours are on, like, level 12 or something. You have to... They have their own floor.
No, it's back in the garage, like, in the back area.
No.
You go into the... That's where What's-His-Name sent me, who's like, oh, yeah, go talk to the guy over in the desk over there. And I go up, and he's looking at all these, like...
You know, they'd know you're the new guy here.
Oh, my God. Because one time he's like, I'm like, well, fine, then I'm just going to wait here. He's like, okay, I don't care. And so I waited there and just stood there for 2.5 hours and nobody ever came back. And I'm like, where is the tour? He's like, I don't know. They're probably like over in like the, you know, gymnasium. And I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm leaving. And I stormed off 2.5 hours. Sounds, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think they're fooling you a little bit. Level 12. You go to level 12 and it's, you know they have computers and tours and microfilm and... Tons of stuff.
You know, I should be mad, but I kind of feel good about it. It's like it's part of the camaraderie, you know? Like, they're joshing me. We're like, you know, all right, I'm part of the team. I wasted a tremendous amount of my time, but I'm part of the team.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Mm. Ken, your attempts to deflate me will never succeed. I'm a champion. You can't see it, but I'm holding my hands up above my head like this. Like, yeah, I'm a champion, like that. Yeah. And I think I probably look pretty cool. Ken is looking at his phone. Okay, let's see. The last thing I want to do...
Did you hear about Ted?
Oh, no. Great question. I want to talk to this human resources person. Wait, let me bring up Ted with this person. You're probably as infuriated as I am that this guy still has a job around here, and I want to bring Ted up to the human resources person when they get here. Apparently, okay, so his name is human resources guy. He'll be in a few minutes. Trip Flippington. But before we get to head of human resources, Trip Flippington, we got our first request for the Ask an Attorney segment. We had somebody write into us on Twitter. This person's Twitter handle is bad2dabone69. So it's kind of confusing. I think in all fairness, the only way I just have to read it. I'm saying exactly what it says. Help, I murder. You need to get off or else. Okay. Bad2dabone69, I'm not 100% sure what you're asking there. Help, I murder. Are you asking me to... did you mean help me murder someone? And you just have poor grammar? Or have you murdered someone and you meant to say, help, I murdered? Either way, you have terrible, terrible grammar. Also, though, I could just tell you straight up, I am not admitted to the bar in all 50 states, but I'm pretty sure murder is illegal most everywhere. So you're in trouble. That much I could tell you right off the bat. And then you say, you need to get off. I don't know if that's an invitation of some sort, bad2dabone69. I assume you're asking me to help get you off for murder. I'm not going to do that. You may have... This is probably admissible at your trial, so I would flee. Which looks like you could do because your avatar is you topless on a motorcycle. So, you know, just drive off into the sunset. Don't even put on a shirt. Boom, get out of there. Get out of Dodge because you're in trouble. But, you know, to be honest, I don't know all the facts of your case. I don't know where you're from. Like I said, I know murders, it's illegal almost everywhere. I'm almost sure of that. But maybe you're in one of those places where you're cool. I don't know. So, in summation, ask an attorney. Find an attorney by you. Go ask them. I don't know. Don't bother me. But continue to write in. That was kind of fun. I like to see what people are up to. That's a little off-putting. Nice to know that he listens to the podcast, though. So, that's great. Okay. Let's really too quickly take a break. Let's see, before we do that, I was told that we actually have advertisements. We have an ad, like somebody wanted to advertise on this show. So, you know, I was worried at first that it would be sort of, you know, selling out or something, but I was promised that it's not going to interrupt the integrity of the show, and that'll just kind of be so, you won't even notice, it'll be no big deal. You won't even notice it's happening.
It's in the contract for the show.
Right. Well, again...
You haven't read it thoroughly.
I flipped through it 4 times. And my way of doing things is I flip through things like a bunch, and then eventually, you know, it'll sink in. Like the first time I catch some of it, second time I catch some more, you know, 7-8 times through, I'll get it.
You know, if you flip the corners really fast, it turns into like a cartoon.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh. Ken, don't. You're so like I get. Maybe I'm just so trusting of you because of the way I value our friendship. Because and here in this situation, I don't need you to tear me down. I need you to build me up, Ken.
I just work here.
I know, but need you. Now you won't even look me in the eye. That's fine. Okay, guys, we're going to talk to Head of Human Resources, Trip Flippington, right after this ad. You will barely notice it's there.
Do you like things? How about stuff? Well, come down to Things and Stuff. We have the things you need and the stuff you love, guaranteed! Hello, my beautiful friend. Do you consider yourself a collector? Is your favorite thing to accumulate things and or stuff, regardless of whether or not you need it? Do you have a great aunt with a bunch of cats and a serious hoarding problem? Bring her down to Things and Stuff. If you can convince her to leave the house, she'll find the perfect pile of things to put in the last remaining clear corner of her home. We're having a discount on top-heavy piles of stuff that could very well become the one to fall on top of her and crush her to death, like those brothers who died in their house. The Collier brothers? Who cares? Just come down to Things and Stuff. We're conveniently located in an abandoned Salvation Army on the side of the highway. Things and Stuff.
Okay. I don't know who's advertising with us. I assume it's a great product or, you know, service. Go, you know, do that. Buy it. See it, whatever. I want to welcome into the show. I'm sorry, I was taking a drink here. You know, it's that time of day, 3 p.m. Need a drink.
I thought we discussed that last time. You probably shouldn't be talking about...
Like I said, I've been looking through my employment contract, and I haven't seen anything yet saying nothing about drinking. Also, this is the first thing we'll talk about with the head of human resources. The employee rule book is very hard to deal with. So, welcome to the show, head of human resources, Trip Flippington.
Actually, my...
Nope, that's fine. We don't really care, Trip. We're just here to get through this. We don't like the podcast. We don't like being here. I just want to blow through this as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Great. Trip.
Yeah.
Hi, Trip.
Hi, Ken.
First order of business, Ted Stacy, head of design. We have to talk about this guy.
Who?
Ted Stacy, the head of design. He was the guest on the last episode of Office of the General Counsel, episode 2, and he is an abysmal employee.
I actually don't know who you're talking about.
Ken, Ted Stacy. You know him from tennis, you know, the table tennis tournaments and whatnot?
I haven't seen him in a week.
Yeah, but he was here last week. You know Ted Stacy. So, he was like, he had a...
New.
You knew Ted Stacy. He's gone? He doesn't work here anymore?
I have no knowledge of this person. Richard Hopper is the head of design.
Richard Hopper? Ted didn't even mention a Richard last time. Richard... Over Ted. Hmm. You have to look into that. You know, he seemed like a good guy. But he did not need to work here. So it was a good decision, I'm sure. You know, he went on to, stare at a wall someplace else.
He had a family.
Right. He had a family. Him and his family are off loving life, and they're doing what... Maybe he always wanted to, like, grow a garden or something, and he's doing that.
Excuse me, are you drinking water?
Sure. Trip, let's talk about the employee handbook. I wanted to get my eyes on this employee handbook, and so I asked for a copy of it.
It's on the 15th floor.
Right, exactly. There are no copies of the employee handbook.
No, there's only one.
Right, so...
We view it as a sort of sacred text.
Well, it's certainly presented thusly, because you have to go through several hoops, fill out several forms... Four of which I have to sign myself for somebody to go in. You walk into this room. It's kind of dark. There is a gonking noise in the background sometimes when you enter.
That's the gong.
Right. But it's kind of a very, like a mellow. And at the end of the room is just a light on a box, like a glass box. And you walk to the glass box, and on a pedestal is the employee handbook.
Mm, yes.
Ornate cover.
Well, it's very old.
Right. I mean, Unwinnable is... How old is Unwinnable? It's several years?
5 years old.
Right. So it's at least 5 years old, I'd assume.
Well, sure.
Mm-hmm. The paper does look older, though. It's a nice effect. It's all calligraphy, sort of, with the, you know, big fancy letters in the corners and whatnot.
I believe the term is illuminated.
Illuminated?
Hmm.
That's interesting. That's a fun fact. Illuminated. And so you walk up and you can't even touch this book.
No, absolutely not.
Right. And all of a sudden, a pair of arms with hands that have white gloves on the hands comes down and opens the book for you.
That's Horace.
Horace. Well, I couldn't even tell if it was a man or a woman because you only see the arms and you can't see anything above it. There's a black sort of a cloak that covers the person, so you can only see their hands and arm coming out. And they just kind of casually turn the pages. But, you know, it's not like you don't signal to them. They just kind of turn the pages.
Well, they show you what you need to see.
Yeah, you see each page, but only for so long. And you're trying to, you know, you're reading. I'm trying to make notes. Everything just keeps going by.
You made notes?
I tried, and then I was not allowed to leave with them. I didn't realize that was a thing. Somebody said, oh, you made notes. I'll make a copy of them for you. I said, sure. I handed it to them, and they walked over to the... There's a small wastebasket there. They walked over to it, and it just flashed on fire. Like, nobody put anything into it. It was like, and a little flame came up. My notes were gone. And I was like, hey, what the hell's that all about? The person just walked out of the room, didn't say anything.
That's standard procedure.
Yeah, well... Maybe if I read that rule book a second time, I'll catch that part. I missed it the first.
Don't worry, Mr. Coleman. We have your best interests at heart.
I know you do. I could tell because of the amount of money you pay me.
How are you enjoying Green Bathroom?
Green Bathroom is great. I didn't know that there... I just thought that it was green as a choice. I didn't realize there were different kinds of bathrooms.
Well, no, we have a spectrum. Mm.
Is it Roy G. Biv based?
No.
Because I thought, then that way I know where I stood. I'd be on four. You know, red, orange, yellow, green. Hmm. But it's not that.
No, I'm sorry.
Where am I on the spectrum of bathrooms?
Well, I mean, there are the gemstone colors, then there's the metallics.
Whoa.
You're novice.
Metallic.
Executive.
Novice?
Well, there's levels of initiation.
Oh, man. You know, I never went through any kind of fraternity process in college because fuck those guys. But it does sound, you know, maybe I'll kind of go through this initiation process. It'll be fun. I'll move up the ranks, and each time I'll be rewarded with a new bathroom key. One can only hope.
Mm-hmm.
Gives me something to strive for.
That is our aim.
Trip. That made me feel good. Now I know where I'm going. Straight to the top. What's the top level bathroom? The top one that I am allowed to know about, I assume, because you guys are all about your secrets.
Well, no, it's obviously black.
Black, top. Black bathroom.
You know, like the American Express card.
Yes. But can the American Express black card get you into this black bathroom?
No.
Because I was going to say I could just get one of those. I make so much money, I can get an American Express black card like nothing. Like, no problem. I just, like, go online.
Are you gloating?
What?
Are you gloating?
I didn't mean to be. I kind of was. But
I can barely pay my bills.
Oh, I didn't know that, Ken.
Anyway, continue. I'm sorry, Trip.
Well, sad to hear that. No problem, moving right along. Okay, I have another question about what Unwinnable... Why it's such a sprawling corporation? I've seen some of, like, the sketches of the different departments and, like, how they are, you know... aligned with each other, but some of them just stick out like out of nowhere. First of all, I don't know why there's a research and design department.
Well, it's for research and design.
Right, but I mean, like, it's a company that is publishing this monthly magazine.
Well, among other things.
Sure. I mean, you know, the podcasts exist, and, you know, other... Also, just like Ken has his hands in everything, Unwinnable's, you know, out there, like, tentacles, and, you know, they're... involved and whatnot, but research and design, I don't know what they're researching and eventually designing.
Well, you're the general counsel. So it's not really your job.
It's a lot of money.
Research. Well, are you an accountant?
I'm not an accountant. Accountant. That's somebody I'm going to have an accountant.
I'm just saying that, all of this is, part of the master's design.
Okay. 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 Okay, there's also a toxic disposal department. Mm. Where is this toxic waste coming from? And
well, we wouldn't want to keep it here.
Certainly, we don't want to keep it in the building. I'm on board with that. I guess my question was more, why does it exist? What is Unwinnable doing that's producing toxic waste?
I mean, it's a natural byproduct of certain research and design.
Oh, it's all connected, you see? It's all connected.
I did say that.
Ken. Trip, take your headphones off for a second.
All right.
Ken. I don't trust this Trip Flippington guy.
Oh, he's worked here for a long time.
Yeah, but
just for the record, my last name isn't...
Trip, please. I asked you to take your headphones off, and you pretended to, and that's kind of, you know, it's upsetting that you kind of toyed with me like that. This is built on honesty. So, Ken, I don't like this Trip guy. He's kind of condescending, and he's not telling me anything about R&D. He's making it seem like there's a bunch of... toxic waste is being created.
Well, you don't really need to know any about, you know, about that stuff.
What does it have to do with Unwinnable? I don't understand what Unwinnable's involved in.
It has nothing to do with the Office of the General Counsel.
All right, fine. Let's just get this over with. Trip, let's get back to it.
You know, I have a good idea. Why don't you ask Trip about the machines and the coal dust?
I did want to ask you about security. Getting in through the building in the morning is very tedious. I have to go, obviously, you go through metal detectors, pat down, optical scan, neurosensors.
And this is all for your safety. We value your safety here at Unwinnable.
I know. And so that after that first 20 minutes, then there's the ectoscanner. I don't even know what that does. There's the, you have to lay down and go through an MRI machine. And then when you get out of the MRI machine, you get sprayed with something. And if I saw somebody get taken away because they kind of like had a glow to them.
It's salt. It's a salt saline solution.
Oh, that's nice. Kind of gives you a little effervescence. But the point is, it could take me 45 minutes to get through that process. We got to trim this down. Who's coming in here?
What are we to do? It's designed for your safety.
At what point is safety too much? You know, there's too much involved with...
Like vaccines, if we were to trim it down for you, everyone would be at risk, wouldn't they?
Well, I do disagree with those anti-vaxxers. I don't want to be like them. You make a great point, Trip Flippington.
That's why I'm the head of HR.
Okay, Trip. The ectoscanners, I assume that has something to do with the Department of Ectoplasmic Studies?
Perhaps.
And what does that involve? I mean, ectoplasm is like, to me, that's Slimer from Ghostbusters stuff.
Well, it's a... I'm not an expert. I'm human resources. You'd have to talk to one of those guys. But I believe it's the substance that extrudes from a medium when they're channeling a spirit.
Oh, gross. So somebody's sitting there. That, you know what? That actually must have something to do with the department called Seance Central.
Hmm.
Huh.
There's also a Curlian Photography Department.
What's Curlian Photography?
You'll just have to look that one up.
Curlian Photography. Okay, listeners, here's some homework for you. Look up Curlian Photography.
It's with a K. By the way, my last name...
Photography. Is it Trip? We'll get to your last name, I promise you, but I just got to finish what I'm writing here. Curlian Photography. Look it up. Okay, you know what? I am sick of this. Let's wrap it up and call it a day.
You should probably be nicer to some of the people here. They've have some pretty high... You know, they're up on the food chain.
Ken... We're trying to get through this fucking thing. I guarantee you I make more money than Trip fucking Flippington. No offense, Trip.
My last name.
Trip, you can show yourself to the door. We got to get going. I've got a lot of paperwork to get to. And before I go... Oh, hold on a second. Got to open up that pneumatic tube. Hold on. And... All right.
See you, Trip.
Bye, Trip. Thanks for coming. Okay, everybody. Episode 3, Know Your Rights. We reviewed the rules. We learned nothing. A lot of more questions were raised than answers. Ken, did you have a good time?
Yes.
Great.
Not really.
That's okay. I enjoyed spending my time with you, as I do all of our time together. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Office of the General Counsel. If you want to hit us up, at Unwinnable OOTGC. OOTGC stands for Office of the General Counsel. Thank you very much for listening. We'll hear you next time. For Ken Lucas, I'm Edward A. Coleman, Esquire. Goodbye.